If on-site communication is always a chore with your team, spread out across WhatsApp, text, Slack, Messenger, and all your files are a mess because Susie uses Dropbox, Tess uses Google Drive, and I use OneDrive. And where in the hell did Charlie go? He said he was running to Office Depot and now he's MIA. Well, if that's ever happened to you, have we got a show for you today? Get one app to fix it all.
And welcome to the Event Tech Pull-Up. My name is Tess Bismil from My Social X, and my partner in crime is
Keith Johnston, and today I'm going to say with the Event Tech pull-up.
Oh, look at there. Ooh, we must have a little swag, do we?
We do have swag now, and we should actually probably, at some point, we should probably give something away.
Yeah, would be nice. But you know what? They need to do something for that. We'll think about what that might be for the future.
We can make
So,
some people
Keith.
jump through hoops.
So, Keith, here, there, everywhere. And there's their app. Is that what we're talking about today?
We are talking about their app. And this is actually the first part of a two-parter, right? Because we're going to talk about it today. And then we're going to get Seth and Nick and Bob, and we're going to do it. We have a demo episode coming up shortly. But today we're just actually talking about the app because before people watch the demo, I actually want them to understand what their app is and what it can actually do for your meeting and event teams, because it is actually really cool. As I kind of mentioned in the intro, one of the biggest problems with events, I work on a really large event. Like it's got 20,000 people from all over the world, and it's a citywide. And one of the biggest challenges we always have with that event is how people communicate, right? They're coming in, and you've got people, from certain parts of the world that are used to WhatsApp. They could be using WeChat. They could,
The WhatsApp girl, you
yeah,
know the
you're the
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp person. We even had some using Messenger, text messages. Their app is a solution to help you solve that, right? It is an event communication tool, but there's a whole lot more built into it. It also has location built into it. It has file sharing built into it. And when I talk about file sharing, I'm talking about, Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, Box. Wait, what am I missing any there?
No, not
Yeah, I think I got
Evernote.
them.
You can say Evernote. Some people keep their things there.
Some people do, but again, when you have these, such big groups of people, their app is a tool that allows you to share with everyone, and then also know their locations, right? Because it does have the ability for you to share your location so that, during the event day, I can pop open their app and I can say, oh, Tess is over at the Marriott. Oh, Dahlia is over at the Crowne Plaza and she's on the move, right? So it is one of those things where it is, to be honest, I'm shocked no one has ever thought of it before.
Yeah, it's the thing that I thought was interesting when you brought it to my attention was the fact that you have people who are at companies and organizations who may not be able to download Slack, right? Or might not be able to, or Google House, and they're not a Microsoft House, and vice versa. So how in the world do we create what we call a back channel or a second channel on event day for logistics, which you know is my specialty, which I love to death, and getting everyone on the same page. Now, Keith, can we also do, like, I have a tech team, event tech team channel, and then I have a channel for the events team, and then could I do like a channel that's just certain stakeholders,
You
or
can.
are you saying this is all like one thing?
No, you can, right? So for example, if you have volunteers, well, we'll start off because this is, we're this is going to be for the podcast and YouTube, whereas the demo is going to be all on YouTube. So this one I've got to kind of describe it for the folks that are just listening. But it does. So let's use volunteers as a case study or as a use case. With volunteers, right, you can come in that when they come in, you can do boards. So what that when the volunteers when you when the volunteers arrive, you can actually say, download the app, watch the video that's in the app, because those initial boards can actually give, that's kind of like the homepage. You can have a welcome video, and then you can have all of the documents that they're going to need, while they're there, right? Information about the event, things that they're going to want to share with attendees. And that can be for the volunteers. For your AV crew, you can actually have their own space in there where you can share with them the run a show, even PowerPoints, right? If there's a last minute PowerPoint change, you could push it out through here right to them. And again, it's not conflicting with all of the other tools that we use. It's also great because not only is it an app, right, a communication app, it looks great on the desktop and works fine, from a browser. So in that case, there are some apps that are app only, and WhatsApp, right? For example, it's great on your phone, but when you're using the browser one, it's difficult. It's not easy. This is a very easy tool to use.
Hey, don't talk about my WhatsApp.
Oh no, I love WhatsApp, right? But you
I
got
know,
to
I'm just
admit,
kidding.
it is
But
not
it's
the best
different.
on
It's different. It
desktop.
saves my life on desktop, but yes, I get it.
And it does. There is a whole lot built in here, which is why I really like what Seth has done with this, right? It's got the ability, you can load media in here, you can load all of the locations. And those locations, right? So for example, with that one big client I have that does those big citywides, we might be looking at events happening in six or seven hotels. I can load all of those in here again. That way, everyone has instant access to the maps where people are located. That offsite dinner is at Bobby's Sports Bar, right? I know
And
now.
then we can fire up a chat real quick to Bobby, who's at the sports bar, who's running that particular dine around, and then making sure that he gets the information he needs around it, so we can still keep
Exactly.
it as that little back channel. Well, I'm a
Exactly.
logistics queen. I love something like that. So when we were in New York, we did a great test of that.
Yes.
And the cool part about it is we were in a totally different city than we normally are in, but we were together and we were able to talk to each other. We even had someone on our team who was in the UK who was communicating with
Yeah, Bob.
us. And I think just the mere fact of thinking about how do you bring logistics into one page, even if you're planning with people who are supporting you, but not necessarily with you as well.
Yeah, and it's really funny. We will put this on YouTube, even though this is more of the podcast. But I've got the app right here, right? And
Yeah,
it's
and I can
it's.
actually, I should have just logged in. Like a good girl, I should log in. Let's see if we can log in. Let me see, Kitty.
But it is, and while you're doing that, I'll say, there are other things that you can do in here that are amazing as well. So for example, you can assign tasks. Now, is this project management software? No, it's not. And I think that's what people are going to have to get their head wrapped around. When you are on site, right, and I'm running an event, oh, look at you coming on in here on your phone.
I love it.
But I can assign tasks to people. Like for example, on my team, I have Tiffany. If I need Tiffany to go and put out signage at 2 p.m., I can actually assign that in here. I can assign that task to her at 2 p.m. I can go in, I can have a look, I can see Tiffany is no longer at the hotel, she's over at the other hotel, but I can see that that task of placing signage for a particular event has already been done. So it saves me from actually having to communicate with her, and stop her from what she's currently doing, Right? Because I can just, I can look in here, I can say, oh, it's done, and I can move on with my day. I don't have to ping her with a text or a WhatsApp or a Messenger message saying, hey, did you put those signs out?
Look
Because,
at that.
I do
How
that all the
amazing
time.
that is. Here we
Ooh,
go.
what you got going on there?
There it is.
Ah, there you go.
So that's the app. That's Keith has created the account. I can have my own account. We can look at all the different projects, or you can really look at ours.
Yeah, and now when you hit that team button, that's where you can see your team members and your chats and your files and media places, events,
Yeah.
share your location.
See, those are all our little off-site comp, conversations and stuff that I could see. I could see files. That's your event, our event sheet. Pictures. And look at that one. Look at there. That's us in New York, right there. At an event. And then you go. And then we were sharing a little food there.
Little cheesecake over
Cheesecake,
at the
right?
deli.
And then so that was under media. And then let's go to places. So if I hit places, we could look at our location and kind of what's going on with our location. We can move around and see. And if you needed to give people directions to something, you could say, no, you need to turn on that street, or you need to go down, or that's not far from you. Because I know oftentimes when I'm on site, especially for larger productions, I'll get an assignment where I need to run out and I need to go buy some more cameras, or I need to buy some more X, Y, and Z. And either I go run and do it, or I have to send someone on to do it. So I could really probably map this out. It already has a link right there straight to Google Maps, which is great. Any other navigation system will be less inferior. So that's a cool thing. And then you
Yeah,
can look at
and with
team.
the maps, before you jump off the maps, right? When we were in New York, right? We were at the Marriott Marquis. We weren't really going to be going anywhere from there. So you can put in, like, with any event that we normally do. Again, we were kind of at this event not running the whole show, so we didn't add everything you should, but when we normally do an event, we all always have a spreadsheet that has the location of the closest hospital, the closest Walgreens or CVS or Boots or whatever it is, the closest FedEx office, the closest UPS store, all of those things. This is a great way. Again, you're not tossing around spreadsheets anymore with all of this information. You have it right here. Right, anyone who is associated with the event, everyone from the event management team to the client, maybe to the AV guys to the volunteers, they have all of that information now in the palm of their hand. Again, no one is going back to find an Excel spreadsheet. They're not looking for a Google sheet or a smart sheet or all of that. It's just right here. You can pop in and you know exactly where the closest Walgreens is when somebody needs a flipping Benadryl.
Exactly. You can filter it as I just showed you. You can star things, search on them, which I think is cool. And if I look at the Teams one, look at this. You can see who's active, who's not active. Like Bob, Keith, and I are active right now, but KK, as we call her, she's not active right now. I can look at Keith's profile. Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to show your personal stuff, but it has all the contact information in there
Okay. Yeah,
where
you just
you,
gave everybody
yeah.
my cell phone number. Thanks,
It's
Seth.
okay, but it's 2 seconds, 2 seconds, 2 seconds. So, and then you can create events in here. You can share. You can create tasks in here, which is pretty cool. And
Love the
then, yeah,
task
put
feature, right? And it because again, it's not project management. When you're at an event, you actually don't want your project management system, right? Because stuff is moving really fast. So in this is a case where you actually want, you just want to be able to toss you a task to maybe, swing by
put
something on
those
the way
move those
back.
signages move
Yeah.
the signages I couldn't get to move the sign real quick, so could you go ahead and move that for me? Another thing that I think is really great about it, if you think about post event, then you go back to your own corners, right, Keith? Because you come out of here, you shut it down, it's over, no one has access, and you keep moving on to wherever your files originally moved, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to step on Seth's toes because he's going to walk us through this thing in a really in-depth walkthrough of this. But one of the coolest things, right, is when you are on location and you are sharing your location, right? It you can turn that off, right? I'm going to lunch. I have to take a bio break, whatever it happens to be. You know, you can, you don't like when you share your location, it's only during those event times. You have the ability to turn off that location sharing or not. You know, when it hits 5 o'clock and you and the AV crew are headed to the bar, turn that sucker off and off you go.
Exactly. Well, this has been such a great little quick tutorial on what ifs. What's it like getting nice and salivated and waiting for our demo? Keith, anything you'd like to say before we bring it home?
This is going to be, last year, stage timer was one of my big things, right? Was going to have good impact on the event industry. This is going to be, I think Seth has done a really, really amazing job. I think he and his team, and by the way, he's working with awesome people, Evan Casey, Nick Borelli. Nick is actually going to be in the demo with us. They're creating something that is actually nobody knew they needed it, but they do.
Well, I knew, but no one focused on on-site but me. No one even thought that on-site is a thing. They're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Just don't think about that kind of stuff. And Keith is always saying that the waves of the future is the all-in-one app. I mean, Elon says it too. We don't want to talk about that, but nonetheless, is where, similar to WeChat, you can get everything in the palm of your hands. And you need to be able to have a one-stop destination regardless of where you are. It's almost like the Hootsuite for the world.
Well, and the attendees aren't in it,
Yeah,
right?
no.
You know, I've
This
seen
is
people,
pure back channel.
I have seen people try and use their event apps in this way.
Oh,
And
that's nightmarish.
it is, it's nightmarish, right? This is something that's completely separate, right? It's in here. You can, people can have chats. And let me tell you, sometimes, there are things that you want to talk about that you just don't want in the event app.
Or you definitely don't want to talk with the client. You just want to talk with your team about. And that particular department that's working, like the AV team, just wants to talk shop, right?
Yeah,
Let them talk shop with each other and
exactly.
get the things done and move through. This is great. Again, my name is Tess Bismel from iSocial X. This is my partner, Keith Johnston from i3 Events. And you have a task to make sure that you are following and subscribing to us on YouTube. You are going to all of your other favorite places where you love to hear our podcast. But most importantly, please share us with your closest friends to make sure that they're informed, and send us a little note here and there as to what you'd like to hear from the future. Thank
And
you.
before we do the demo, everybody should download the Vera app.
Their app. Yep, in your local store. So whether it's the Play Store, which is my store, or whether it's the App Store, which is his store. Yes, you guys, you heard it exclusive here. He defected to the dark side.
Still give me shit for that, aren't you?
All day, every day. Why not? It's so much fun. So thank you all for being with us. Have a great day.